what N. Chandrasekaran's exit means for TCS and Tata Digital.
Axel raises $550 million for New India Fund, doubles down on AI.
Cursor plans first India office.
Lenskart's Q1 earnings.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Big day today with a big leadership transition. N. Chandrasekaran has resigned as chairman of Tata Sons. He will complete his current term but will not seek reappointment.
Yes, the decision comes after months of uncertainty over his third term. Tata Sons had deferred the decision in February this year after Tata Trust Chairman Noel Tata sought assurances on debt, a possible listing of Tata Sons and Shapoorji Pallonji issue.
Chandrasekaran joined Tata in 1987, became TCS CEO in 2009 and took over Tata Sons in 2017. His exit was felt most sharply at TCS, whose shares fell more than 5% on August 12th.
That is partly because of his deep involvement with TCS even after becoming Tata Sons chairman. Industry observers said he played a key role in large deals, AI strategy and leadership decisions. In fact, one former TCS veteran told us that Chandra was TCS and TCS was Chandra.
Yes, some even said TCS was Chandra's home ground where he played a more active role and compared his role to that of Nandan Nilekani at Infosys. Added to this, TCS is also Tata Sun's cash engine. It paid 28,291 crores in dividends in FY26, taking the group's dividends and buybacks from TCS to 1.81 lakh crores since FY20.
Yes, that cash has helped fund newer bets as well, including for Tata Digital. And this could be one of the biggest areas the new chairman looks at.
Tata Digital, which houses Big Basket, Chroma, Tata 1MG, Tata Click and Tata New, reported a 4,974 crore loss in FY26. Its losses over 2 years are close to 9,600 crores.
And Big Basket's consumer business alone lost about 3,073 crores, while Chroma lost about 614 crores and Tata 1MG rupees 310 crores.
So the next chairman inherits a very mixed portfolio. TCS as the cash engine, Tata Electronics as a major semiconductor and manufacturing bet, Air India as a long-term turnaround story, and Tata Digital, which still has to prove where it can win. Now, from one big transition to a big pile of fresh capital, Accel has raised $550 million for its ninth India-focused fund.
Yes, the new fund will invest across AI, consumer, fintech, software and advanced manufacturing, with AI cutting across many of these sectors.
Money Control was first to report in June that Accel was working on its ninth India fund and was targeting between $650 million and $700 million. The final fund is smaller at $550 million, but there is a reason for that.
Around half of Accel's $650 million India fund is still available for deployment. Add the remaining money and that fund to the new one, and Accel says it now has around $1 billion waiting to be invested in Indian startups.
So where will the new money go? Well, Accel's partners say they are seeing an increase in AI startups, but not necessarily companies building large language models. They are also looking at consumer businesses using AI as well as applications across software and fintech.
The firm is also keenly looking at advanced manufacturing, particularly companies working on import substitution and businesses that can build globally relevant tech from India.
Accel's fundraise comes as India-focused venture fundraising has crossed $3.2 billion in the first half of 2026, with another $1.3 billion being raised by other VC firms, according to Money Control estimates. Now, staying with AI, India is also becoming a bigger market for AI coding companies. Cursor is the latest to make a big move here.
Cursor plans to open its first India office by the end of this year. Its head of Asia Pacific and Japan, Simon Green, told Money Control.
The company has already been hiring in Bengaluru, Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad and Chennai across customer success, government affairs, technical support and go-to-market roles.
And the numbers explain why India matters. Cursor's user base in India has tripled over the past year and now stands at more than 3 million developers, making India its third largest market.
The company has also launched Cursor Start, its first country-specific plan, offering access to paid features at a lower price point.
The idea is to widen its subscriber base, but the next phase is also about enterprise customers, individual developers, and digital native startups currently drive adoption, while Cursor expects enterprise demand to increase as it builds out its sales operation.
And Cursor isn't entering an empty market. OpenAI and Anthropic have also been expanding their presence in India, particularly around developers, enterprises, and local go-to-market operations. Finally, Lenskart has reported a sharp rise in profit in the June quarter.
The eyewear retailer reported profit after tax of about 228.4 crores in Q1. That's nearly four times the 60 crore rupees it reported a year earlier. If you look at the revenue numbers, it rose 43% year-on-year to 2,714 crores, while total expenses increased 35% to 2,483 crores.
Lenskart said growth in its omnichannel network, an increase in eye tests, and a modest rise in average selling prices helped improve performance during the quarter. Lenskart's shares ended 0.35% lower at 587 rupees on BSE on August 12th.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.